Yay, drama.
Sorry, my mic was so much louder. Hello, hello, everybody. This is The Mini Fridge. I'm Eli.
I'm Daria.
And I'm Owen.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How's everybody doing on this spring full day?
Hungry for some sushi. We're going to all-you-can-eat sushi after this. Just to pull behind the curtain.
Immediately. The curtain is not even drawn at all.
The curtain was never even drawn.
Yeah. The window is bare.
I'm really excited, though. I've been thinking about it all week.
I'm so excited.
I just started thinking about it when you said it.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it all day long.
Well, I was thinking about it all day yesterday.
Did you go to Tasty Burger today?
Yes.
Whoa.
How did you know that?
I was looking for Eli, and then I was like, why is he at Tasty Burger? And
I went to Tasty Burger for lunch.
But it wasn't me. It was Owen, just for those listeners, those who are not watching this
episode.
Owen went to Tasty Burger.
Should we do a video? Should we do a video podcast?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Tasty Burger is the best name of a restaurant ever. They tell you exactly what they serve.
What do you think they sell? I've actually never been. Wait, the one in Harvard?
No, there's one in Central that I went to.
Did you get a Tasty Burger?
It's sort of, and I got a chicken sandwich.
What the fuck? Ooh.
Nice.
Sorry.
But it it was tasty chicken sandwich.
Tasty chicken sandwich.
I should have gotten the burger though. I want to try it next time. But I like to try chicken sandwiches at all like fast food places that have them, like Shake Shack.
You doing
is that one good?
The Shake Shack chicken sandwich is fire.
Wow.
Fire.
What's the best one?
Probably Shake Shack.
Nice that I've had.
Of the like fast casual.
Where does
places.
A certain Chick-fil-A fit into that? A certain some Chick-fil-A fit into that?
I
does
obviously
Owen get
really
canceled
like Chick-fil-A.
On air, yes or no? Is that what you're weighing right now?
The thing with Chick-fil-A is the sauce is the best. Like, the chicken itself is not as good. Like, that's why, that's why I feel that.
The chicken is really good, though.
The chicken is really good, but, like, I find the breading at Shake Shack is crispier.
I wish everyone could see the hand movement that Owen did for crispier.
Because I'm trying to mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some audio editing later that you guys should be really excited about.
How is that going to happen?
Don't even worry about it.
I'm on the board, so I'm worried about it.
No, that's for later.
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
Something to look forward to for the community.
Another thing to look forward to is Nat, our guest who is not here yet, but who will be here.
Stupid work.
I know. Literally, job.
And just played that awesome song.
That was Nat's song. So basically, we've hinted at this maybe before.
Miss
no,
God.
Not on air. I invented a beautiful framework for co-hosting with either two or more people on the show called a spiral. But I think everyone who's ever done the show has thought of this, but where you send a song, you make a playlist and one person adds a song and then the next person in the order listens to it and is like, oh, that makes me think of this. And then they play that. And so it's like a big, like, free association spiral type thing. Our guest, Nat, put that first song on this playlist, which was Massive Attack's Unfinished Sympathy. Not Unfinished Symphony, as some of us thought it was.
Call her out.
That was Massive Attack featuring Sharon Shara Nelson. And the thing that... So the order was Nat, then me, then Owen, then Daria. I listened to that song, and I was like, I feel like I could do a million things. But there was a very small... little
oh, thank you so much for doing it
in the background, and it made me really think of Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
So that is what we'll be playing next. Keep your ears peeled for a similar vocal background thingy. It's less in the background in this song, it's more in the forefront. Okay yay.
Hey.
did we just hear, Owen?
We heard Bad Moon on the Rise by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And
why'd you choose that song?
When I was a child.
Oh, gosh.
Before, at the very dawn of the streaming age, existed only Pandora.
And I was a power user.
In my home, as a child, we had Pandora on the TV, because we had like some Samsung like early smart whatever crap. Uh-huh. And so we had Pandora on the TV, but Pandora, you couldn't like pick songs. You just had to say like Beatles radio. It was all radio.
Uh-huh.
And so
thank you for explaining Pandora.
I don't know the youngsters who are listening. You never know.
How does that make you feel? Unk.
Unk.
Yeah.
But as so well. I was a religious listener of the Beatles radio.
Yep.
And they always played like, it was just like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Creedence the Clearwater Revival was like the entirety of made up Beatles radio.
It's so beautiful.
So it made me think.
I might have to get back on Pandora.
The first thing it made me think of was Painted Black, because that was like a big heavy hitter on the Beatles radio. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I was like, I can't put two Stone songs in a row. So Creedence it was.
I wish Nat was here to say this fun fact, but she said that this is the first song that she learned how to play on guitar.
So awesome.
Which so made awesome. Us all emotional.
I'll say, that's so awesome.
That was Give Me Shelter, though, right?
No, that was my song.
My song was Give Me Shelter. Owen's was Bad Moon Rising.
No, I forgot which one she responded to with that. That's
that was mine.
That's super awesome.
Because she said Owen. That was the first song I learned on guitar.
Okay, sorry. I forgot.
Centering Owen.
Center Owen. Week. Let's center Owen. As I love to do.
And then it was Daria's turn.
And then it was my turn. That last song was called Bad Moon Rising, and I wasn't gonna. I decided I was not gonna lean into the late 60s, 70s genre.
Pull us out
was
of
like,
explicitly 1969.
Yes.
The last two songs.
Yes. And it was called Bad Moon Rising, and then that made me think of the Indigo D'Souza song, The Sun Is Bad.
Do you think we should listen to it?
Yeah, I think we should. It's called it's from the album I Love My Mom.
Shout out
to our moms.
Mom. And shout out my mom and Eli's mom.
And Daria's mom. Moms.
And
I said Daria's mom first.
The moms.
All the moms out there.
And shout out to my dad for listening.
And my dad.
If my dad is listening, shout him out too.
But the sun is bad.
And my
dad. Indigo
this.
The sun is great, but the sun is bad.
Honey, I miss you, but I don't need to see you. Jealous of those other girls, but I don't need to keep you. I'm full, and I cannot take no more. I'm full, and I mean it.
You just heard L-Over, which might also be called Lover, by U.S. Girls.
I really like that one.
I did too.
Thank you, Nat.
Thank you, Nat. Hopefully she'll be here soon. That one was a Nat pick, and I thought that Nat was done selecting a song, so I put a song after this one. However, it turned out she wasn't, and I had jumped the proverbial gun, and then I had to reassess. And my first thought was to change it, because I wanted to be inspired by the song that she actually chose and not the one that was in the draft, if you will. But, I mean, I was maybe going to do something from Magdalena Bay, because the vocalist is very similar. But then I was like, you know what, the song I already picked is really good. And it's not that dissimilar. It's kind of got a similar, like, downbeat kind of groove situation going on. And I also wanted to play it. And then Owen got mad at me for playing it.
I didn't get mad.
Because it had less than 20, an artist, it's from an artist who has less than 25,000 monthly listeners or something.
That was, I was not mad. I was just,
Owen
got triggered. I was doing a little joshing of you.
Owen was,
and you're
sending me out to see.
You're enjoying.
Owen was sending me out to see with
almost exclusively niche artists.
I was,
and then I got roasted today.
Yeah, but it was
a song with many streams.
But that one was a joke because I got roasted.
But also, mine
was
Eli's a joke never too. Listened to Melodrama by Lorde.
Yes, I have.
Like 2 weeks ago,
and I had listened to some of it.
Okay.
So. Call in if you hate one of us and tell us why. and why is it me? So the song that I chose, I guess we'll play that and then the next song and then we'll do a PSA.
Yay!
Yeah?
Nice.
Okay.
Yay!
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 I don't love what you're definitely not doing to that mic.
I'm
at eBoard.
What if we were getting quality checked right now? Well, we would have already broken like four rules.
Yeah. Only but one. I think we got bonus. We got brownie points because I sang.
True.
All right, this song is called HBD, otherwise known as Happy Birthday Lucy, by the artist named Zela. She opened for Nourished by Time, and so I found out about her, so I have a valid reason to listen to her because I supported her financially by going to her concert. Okay, let's hear it.
Yay. I'm pressed against the wall.
Really nice image. I know.
Yeah. You stay in your bedroom. I don't know whether to call. Happy birthday, Lucy. Is this your favorite show? Birthday, Lucy. I should've known you made your own wish, but I didn't know.
Boom, 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 boom. Four microphones on.
Four.
Your mic is so far away from you.
Because our guest is here.
Welcome to the studio, Nat.
Woo. Yay.
Yay. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here on time.
Yes, thank you.
We were just discussing the Wash U radio station.
Yeah.
Does that have a name?
I don't know.
It was K-WER.
That's super cool.
K-WER?
K-WER.
WER.
WER.
Okay.
W-U-R.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of rolls off the tongue.
Did you host a show?
No, I didn't. I've been on a friend's show before,
okay.
But I haven't hosted my own.
That changes
today. Which I kind
today.
Of regret. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's always good to be listening to music with friends. I heard that MIT has like an open.
There's this like forum. Only community members.
Yeah. It's only. Yeah. Okay.
It's really good, but it's like, I swear exclusively above 40-year-olds. Who
fantastic.
Are playing, but they're Let's doing well. They're doing well on there. Oh, look who wants
I feel
the headphones
left out.
Now.
Everyone has their headphones on.
I get scared that mine isn't on or something. I don't know.
You don't trust Eli to put on your
Well,
mic.
I just look at the levels, true. But.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's just me though.
We're not all in the booth like that.
Hearing myself in stereo while I can also hear my actual voice is just a little bit much, but you know.
No.
Okay.
I think we have a public service announcement.
Well, the first service we have is to announce what song that was. What song was that?
Oh, Crying on the Bathroom Floor by Muna.
And why'd you choose it?
I felt like the Happy Birthday Lucy had sort of like the vibe of like you're alone and you're reflecting on things and you're sad. Mm. And that is the vibe I felt that Crying on the Bathroom Floor has, and so it made me think of that.
That was a really good one. I'm on my Muna discovery journey. So
that song, so I think, has like the highest replayability value.
It's so good.
Like I just can listen to it like over and over. Like it's so good.
It never stops hitting.
It's gonna be spring, and I'm gonna be literally blasting that.
And you're gonna be crying on the bathroom floor.
I'm gonna be crying on the bathroom floor.
No, spring is happy.
Spring is.
Has
happy.
Anyone cried on our bathroom floor?
There's not that. I don't think you can even get on the floor.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wait.
So
me
no.
when I fall from right.
yeah,
the shower
true.
When I was
with your
with
yeah.
when I was on crutches
with your splint in a bag.
TBT.
Yeah, not anymore.
TBW.
I didn't even realize you didn't have crutches at the party.
Yeah, walk in.
Oh, congratulations.
She's walking.
Thank you.
She was
Thank
outside.
You.
She threw them down.
Yeah,
the party. Yeah.
That would have been good.
Yeah. That would have been dramatic.
That would have actually been so bad because I would have just been like trapped.
Right, because of how slippery it was after.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also because, I don't know, it's like funny to have crutches at a party. I don't
it
know.
Sounds like the crutches most inconvenient thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah, crutches at the function. Should we have our public service announcement?
Yes, please.
Sweet. Thinking of, do I just start?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt,
yeah.
don't shop. This is a public service announcement.
Can you tell us about
Thank
the
you.
New members of your family?
All five of them.
Yeah.
They're, I've got like five Yorkie and Pomeranian mix puppies at home. They're currently on Craigslist.
I thought that was a sound effect.
They're on Craigslist? Oh my god, I need to go get
the
them.
Air horn?
We do need a soundboard.
I'll show you guys the Craigslist, but they're super
god.
Cute.
Awesome.
And I miss them a lot.
If you're in the Los Angeles area, listening to WMFO.
Yeah. Here in
probably
LA,
just my parents.
Or like anywhere across the U.S. and willing to travel.
True.
True.
They're really freaking cute.
My parents?
Yes.
Just kidding.
Probably.
Yay. So up next.
Wait, no, we have a segment.
Oh.
Ready? Ready?
Our traditional
Sorry,
segment. We're going to hear something.
It's me opening the fridge.
Wait, play
it
again.
Okay, wait.
Make it really loud, Eli.
I am.
What's in our fridge?
How is that the noise?
I know. I took it a couple times because I was like, that doesn't really sound right. We do a segment
like, it sounded like four people clapping at the same time.
Well, I also have a closing of the fridge, so you get to hear that too. Cool.
Yes.
We do a segment where we talk about what's in the fridge. Did you turn me down? Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I have five breakfast burritos that I made last night in true delirium. There's only three ingredients, and I couldn't remember what I put in them.
She kept going, did I put eggs in that one?
Eggs, potato.
Potato.
Cheese.
Cheese, and green chilies.
Oh, nice.
Yum.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What do you have in the fridge?
What do I have in the fridge? I'm low-key running low on groceries.
You should have come with us yesterday, 2 days ago.
Right, I was at work.
Sorry.
I was at job. I was at job.
We went at 5:45.
Like, yeah, I feel like I was still at job.
I understand.
I have six chicken breasts in the freezer.
Six chicken
breasts.
What? In what form? Oh,
in like full,
frozen. Full.
They're frozen.
Full. Okay, okay.
And
they're
full
okay,
chicken
okay.
breasts in the fridge.
I got it.
In the freezer. In the fridge.
Thank God you don't have the tiramisu anymore.
Got rid of the tiramisu.
Thank you.
Thank God. I have some fresh ricotta from Capone Foods.
Oh, nice.
Did you know he had that?
Yes. I felt bad taking it.
Okay.
Eli watched me buy ricotta last night.
Oh, you could have taken some.
No, but I got it from Cleon.
She kept holding up like the biggest ricotta thing I've ever seen and going, do you think this is too much? And I said yes every
but
time.
Shout out Capone Foods, local biz. Check them out.
Yeah, in Union Square.
Yes.
Do you have anything in your fridge, Nat?
I was telling Owen that I have like a lot of fruit punch left over from the party.
Nice.
Is it with a special ingredient?
I don't think so. It's just
nice.
Fruit.
Delicious.
Yum.
I was proud of, so like, I had a 6-pack of Modelo's that I only wanted my friends to have and not just like general party members. So mm-hmm. I also had like these big glass jars of milk and kefir and I lined them around the 6-pack. So I was like, no one's going to touch the dairy. Yeah, I was like,
I would have gone
my
straight
dairy
for
palace.
The kefir if I knew that was there.
Mango?
Kefir is going to come up again in a song later.
Oh yeah, I know.
No freaking way.
I know.
Yeah. And
wait, that's awesome.
And a close cognate.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
What do I have?
You have a bunch of yogurt drink.
Yeah,
I have
$4 for $5.
Siggy's
yogurt drink.
Whoa,
not kefir somehow.
No.
Is that the Icelandic one?
Yeah.
It's like, guys.
Are they Icelandic?
Yes. The packaging says, I came from Iceland and I didn't like any of the American yogurt, so I made my own.
That's awesome.
So
I haven't had one yet, but I'm sure they're good because I like their normal yogurt.
Our milk is bad.
What?
Has anyone drank it?
Wait, what milk?
The new milk.
Okay. Did we talk about the milk?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
2 weeks ago. We talked about how fantastic of a deal it was.
Right. I was misinformed. I didn't realize that you paid the bottle. Basically, it's like a $5. It says $4.99 at Whole Foods, and it's like locally sourced milk from local farms. Mm-hmm. But there's a $3 bottle fee. But I didn't know that was not included in the price that they show you on the aisle.
Yeah.
So I was like, you get $3 back if you return it, so it's only $2 for local milk.
But then it was,
but then it was $8, and I was sad.
But that's okay. I mean, $5 for milk is pretty regular.
I'm also really sensitive to it because I drink a lot of milk.
You love to say this. You're really sensitive about
milk. As in, like,
what does that
mean? Close to being,
I don't know.
Expired?
It tastes bad to me, but I think like normal people might be fine with it.
I will drink some tonight, and then we'll report back next week about whether the milk is actually bad.
I know we have a riveting
or Dari's being
vibe
sensitive.
Going.
We
are somehow, it's 6:40.
We were nervous. We didn't have enough music. We definitely have enough
we
music.
We also have a request.
Okay.
Which this doesn't make any difference because we can't show pictures on air, but I just want to point out that we have a request to send pictures of the puppies. So.
From who?
From your mom.
Oh, good.
So that will be happening imminently.
Cool.
Okay.
But before then, we're going to hear a song that Daria added. And it's by Jockstrap, and it's called Greatest Hits. Would you like to tell us why?
There was just like an electronic vibe going, and Eli and I had a mind meld where both of us were listening to Jockstrap yesterday, I think. Or we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking about them a lot. And I think this song is cool and weird and fun. Oh, and Georgia, lead singer of Jockstrap, also one of the three singers of Black Country New Road, another favorite of Eli and I's. Sorry, Owen, to exclude you.
Jockstrap, please release new music.
True, but also don't leave Black Country New Road, Georgia.
Yay.
Yay.
blue. No, dressed in pink.
What did we just hear, Nat? Do you need to look at it? It's Sabali.
This is Sabali by Amadou, and oh my gosh, I don't even remember the second part of the name, but they have a really interesting story. They both met at like a school for the blind and began making music together afterwards. And I'm just drawn to this song because it kind of has, what's the intro melody from? It's like Take Me to the Moon, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's from that. And then, like, I don't know, all the synths and, like, the whirling part of it are interesting to me.
Cool.
Yeah, they're cool. They're husband, wife.
Wow.
Nice. Cool. That's beautiful.
Baller.
That's so beautiful.
I think they're from Ivory Coast.
Okay.
Or some, like, French colony in Africa. So.
I think they met at Mali, the Mali School for the Blind.
How?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot you Googled it.
That's what the Wikipedia page said.
It does say Mali on the Spotify about.
Nice.
That's Owen awesome. Wins 10,000 points.
Thanks.
Nice. Right on.
So we have 6.5 minutes.
How
somehow.
Is that possible? We've talked so long.
The next song that I chose based on that was Shake Me Down by Cage the Elephant. Because it had a similar BPM and key and rhythm.
On. Wow.
Cool.
Let's hear it.
Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now? Softly laying on the ground. Ooh. Not a lot of people left around. Ooh. In my life, I've seen people walk into the sea just to find memories plagued by constant misery. Thrice cast down. Upon the ground, thrice cast down.
I'm just putting on the mics to say that you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Nat, thank you for joining us.
Woo!
Hopefully you'll come back again soon.
Thank you.
And yeah, that was our spiral. I hope that everyone enjoyed. We'll be here next week, and we will leave you with Owen's last pick.
Yay.
What was it?
Oh, In My Life by the Beatles.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I forgot.
Have a good night.
Time to go eat some fish.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends I still can recall. Think about them.